Well, we live in Michigan, so just about all of us have seen a dead deer alongside the road. Some of us have smelled a dead deer along the road. And if you're like me, you might be thinking, hope somebody cleans that up soon. Well, Eric Benbow thinks about decomposition a little differently. He studies it and the life that results from death. He's a forensic entomologist and a microbial ecologist who led a study at Michigan State University. It established a baseline of the life that benefits from the decomposition of plants and animals. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you call the organisms that benefit from a carcass necrobiome. What kinds of animals and organisms are we talking about?
So your body is housed, or houses actually, huge numbers of bacteria and other microbial species and taxa that are really important to your health in many ways. If you think about the gut microbiome and all of the influences it has on human health. And so there's already organisms residing in your body that when you die, or any organisms that die, everything changes, right? The blood flow, the oxygen concentrations, and those microbes begin to proliferate in ways that we're just beginning to understand. But also those microbes we think are responsible for attracting other decomposers, such as insects, that have evolved to locate something dead and use it not only as a habitat, but also as a food resource for their offspring. But in the meantime, the same volatiles and the same odors that are being given off by the microbes also attract vertebrate scavengers like raccoons, like coyotes, different parts of the country. It's going to be bears and a lot of avian scavengers and vultures. And so it's the entire community of organisms that ultimately are responsible for recycling those nutrients and recycling the energy that's in each and every one of our bodies, but also in all of the other animal bodies that are out there.
When I was looking at what you're studying, I remembered that someone once told me there's more life in a dead tree than there is in a live tree. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah. So the decomposition of both animal and plant matter, they follow different trajectories in many ways, but what they offer is a new food resource subsidy that new organisms, whether they're microbes, bacteria, or fungi, or invertebrates, they begin to consume and recycle that biomass and the energy and the nutrients. And the necrobiome is this community of organisms that has evolved to recycle organic matter and nutrients for us around the globe.
So the recyclers, how important are they to life on Earth?
Well, imagine if you walked outside and anything that died did not disappear, right? We think about it as disappearing. The necrobiome essentially recycles that so quickly, we don't even realize that things die in nature sometimes. But imagine if human catastrophe or a huge mass mortality event of reindeer, for instance, that happened in Northern Europe. When those carcasses are out there, if they did not disappear, one, we wouldn't get new nutrients back into the ecosystems, but two, the energy flow would be captured in those carcasses as well. And that has disrupting effects on ecosystems that we don't even understand yet, because the recyclers are so efficient at what they do, we don't have to. And that's the understudied part of decomposition in many parts of the world.
I was looking at your bio and it said that you think the decomposition process and its effects on other life have not been very well researched until now, but there might be human health applications and things like that. What kind of things are you looking at and how would they be helpful?
Decomposition itself is a dynamic process. We're trying to understand which decomposers are really good at it. The human health implications, in terms of my interest and some of my colleagues of mine, are there are certain insects that decompose not only animal matter, but also plant matter. And so if you think about the organic waste that go into pre-consumer food waste, when you buy those nice packages of fruit at the grocery store, well, they used to have skins on them. And where did the skin go? Did it go to the landfill? Or in many cases, it can be recycled by certain insects. And then those insects that live on that matter, they convert that energy, convert those nutrients from the original plant matter into their larval bodies. What we can do there is dry those bodies and then sell them to the pet industry, or in other parts of the world, you feed them directly to chickens or to swine. And so you're recycling your food waste into something that has a value-added component that then can be used to improve food production in a way that we really need to on a global scale.
All right, I have to ask you one personal question. How did you become interested in studying the decay, the decomposition of dead things?
I had a tremendous mentor, Rich Merritt, who is an emeritus professor from Michigan State University. He got me into forensic entomology, and his background was actually understanding how dung was recycled by certain insects that have evolved to recycle and use dung. So he let me get in on a couple of forensic cases, and the science behind it was very similar to what I had studied for my PhD, which was the life cycle and energetics of an insect.
Eric Benbow is an associate professor of entomology at Michigan State University. The research he headed up was published in the journal Ecological Monographs. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.